to the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Those who are going to serve, will you please come to the front, please. Now, we have not gotten into what a new covenant is, what a covenant is. Some of you may know, but we're going to study what a covenant is, a new covenant. But we have in our passage this cup, the cup that you and I... Well, actually, let's start with what we've already noted in verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. That is, Jesus Christ giving thanks for the opportunity to bear our judgment on the cross. He broke it, and you remember that breaking is a picture of the judgment by God the Father on Jesus Christ. It should have been us. We should have been on that middle cross, but he took our place. And the word breaking is the judgment that came upon him. He said, "This is my body." And again, we've noted that this is the figure of speech for Jesus Christ. I'm the door. I'm the bread of life. All these types of things. This is another one. This is my body. He didn't say this will be my body, which we'll cover when we get into the historical development of transubstantiation, which is the changing of the bread actually into the body of Christ, which some believe, but we'll study that in its proper place in history, in our historical development. That is not what he's saying here. This is my body. Now, I like to phrase this, so what? And then the next phrase answers that, which is for you. Ah, that makes a difference. If this is my body, okay, so Christ had a body, and so he died. So what? Which is for you. Ah, that makes a big difference. His death is for me. That makes a big, big difference. Let me be very crude, and I know this is crude, but to get the point. Lady says, this is my body. And man says, okay, so what? Nice body, I agree. But big deal. Which is for you. Ah, my wife. My husband. That makes a big difference. A lot of ladies have beautiful bodies, but this one's for me. Jesus Christ had a body. Okay, big deal. This is for you, for me. He died for me. That makes us very personal. This makes us very intimate in our relationship with the Savior. So, to see what he says, this is my body, which is for you. His death is given for us. Then he says, do this in remembrance of me. Have you studied? You remember. And then he says, in the same way, he took the cup after supper, and we dealt with the time frame. That supper is now over. And that's why he says, in the same manner, referring back to it, he took the cup also after supper, saying, so the Passover and the supper are completely over. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. It is our custom that when I pass the bread, and every one of you that, have accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, we'd like you to take it, hold it, and then we will participate together in fellowship and communion, if you please, at the communion table. Let's prepare ourselves with prayer. Father, we're so grateful, Heavenly Father, for the love that is demonstrated toward us from you, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We praise you for the manifestation of that love. And then, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love of your Son. For John tells us that we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. So his love was demonstrated in volunteering to go